lots of questions about weather at the moment, especially when the Premier comes out and has a press conference on it. And we have a brand new word in the vernacular now called the Indian Dipole, which means nothing to you and I, but it will mean something to Thomas Hinterdorfer, who is the 2IC at Higgins Storm Chasing and also, of course, a meteorologist. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
Mate, what is an Indian Dipole? Why does it even matter? And why am I hearing it all the time?
So basically, the Indian Ocean Dipole is, so we all know about La Nina and El Nino, when the Pacific water either cools or warms. Basically, the Indian Ocean Dipole is that exact same thing, but in the Indian Ocean. And it's the waters off India and Africa.
Right.
And it does the exact same thing. So when it's cooler, those waters, when they cool towards Australia, they bring rain-bearing systems from the Indian Ocean.
It's funny, Thomas, I was looking at some rain maps yesterday and I just saw in an ocean, when you look at a whole world map there, where PNG, Indonesia and Australia was, it was all awash in blue, lots of water.
Yeah, that's basically how it seems at the moment with all these weather events coming through at the moment.
So are we expecting, like, unseasonal weather at the end of the year? I mean, what's all the – why is there so much hype or so much fuss about this at the moment?
So it's quite rare for us to have a triple La Nina. So we are expected to go into a third-year La Nina as well as an Indian Ocean – or a negative Indian Ocean Dipole at the same time. The last time was 1974. Most people know about 1974
and
obviously it's not just Brisbane in that case. Virtually the entirety of Australia saw above average rainfall that year. It is obviously quite rare that the two do combine. And at the same time, it doesn't guarantee, we do need to reiterate that it doesn't guarantee flooding for anyone. So just because some places did flood earlier this year and at the end of last year doesn't necessarily mean they will flood again.
Yeah, that's good to know.
But obviously just to be on alert that above average rainfall is expected virtually from September onwards.
And that's the problem. You're saying this because you use the term preloading.
Yes.
Which I'm thinking for a Friday night, that's a normal habit for a lot of people. But
but it means something else in weather, right, Thomas?
Yeah. So when we talk about preloading, we're talking about already available. So last year when we went through storm season and we had all the nasty storms going around through basically the end of September through October and the start of November, the ground was relatively dry at that stage. We could take the 20 millimeter storms, we'd get a 50 mil storm here and produce a little bit of flash flooding and that would go away. Unfortunately this year, because we've had such a wet winter for most areas, and following on from the record flooding that we had, basically the ground is still saturated. So all of a sudden, a 10 or 20 millimetre storm will probably hold that water for a bit longer. And over the course of September, October, November, when we get constant storms, then obviously the ground can't drain as quick. Mm. We then move into the new year where we start to see more tropical activity, not so much tropical cyclones, but just the general tropical flow turns more to rain rather than storms, and then we start to see issues again. Mm.
So what's the long-range weather forecast look like at the moment, Thomas? What does it look like for us around, you know, sort of that late end of the year, Christmas, New Year period? Is it anything unusual at the moment? Obviously, a little bit more rain, you know, because of those changes that you mentioned before, but is it really going to be that different?
It's honestly very, very hard to say. So we are expecting above average rainfall, and obviously that could lead to some flooding. But until the actual systems develop themselves, we really don't know, because obviously a rain event could happen up at Gympie, but it has no effect on Brisbane.
Yes.
Mm. So we just need to give each rain event, each weather system its own merit, give it its own respect, and just sort of play it by year as they evolve.
And that's what you're awesome at doing. You always keep us up to date with the very latest information, that's and right. We are so glad. Thanks so much, Thomas. Thomas is the 2IC at Higgins Storm Chasing. He's also a very qualified meteorologist, and he's been awesome with us because he just keeps us up to date, which I love. So thanks, Thomas.